When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's 81 days to the presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon. This is the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 in Accra, Love 99.5 in Kumasi, MyJoyOnline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana, X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, thousands of NDC supporters flood the streets nationwide demanding a forensic audit of the voters' register as the party's national chairman vows even larger protests of the Electoral Commission ignores their calls.
What we are doing is to prevent war in this country. If they think that after the demonstration, everybody will go to sleep if they don't accede to their request, they are joking. Today is just the beginning.
We have details as the party's director of elections describes the EC head office as a crime scene.
We tell you that the Accra office of the EC is a crime scene. A lot has happened there. Remember, that is the place that BVR equipment were stolen under CCTV surveillance with military and police protection.
Joy News is live for you in all 16 regions, starting from Accra, where the minority in Parliament weighs the options to recall Parliament from its break and use the House to pile pressure on the Electoral Commission.
Today, what you are seeing today is just the first step. We will undertake series of activities, including a possible recall of Parliament, for us to compel the Electoral Commissioner to do what is required.
Also this afternoon, Jubilee House survey reveals that government scandals and poor decisions could jeopardize NPP's chances of breaking the eight, predicting a potential runoff in the December 7, 2024 elections, with details as over 80% of voters surveyed have already decided which party they will support. Also, 21 presidential aspirants face potential disqualification as the Electoral Commission flags multiple flaws in their nomination forms.
Let us, by the end of this week, the commission should be able to put out the names of those who have successfully gone through the process and those who will not be able to go through.
We'll tell you the three aspirants in good standing. Also, community leaders of Mafi and Foy in the Volta region are worried about the increasing cases of teenage pregnancy in the area and its impact on girl education. We have sports.
Stadium crisis worsens as three Ghana Premier League clubs are without home venues following the closure of Accra and Cape Coast facilities.
These are more coming up with me, Mamiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. This afternoon, the opposition NDC is promising more protests should the Electoral Commission refuse its demand for a forensic audit of the voter register. Thousands of members and sympathizers are currently out on the streets in all 16 regions, including here in Accra, to pressurize the EC into acceding to their request ahead of the crucial 2024 election. The EC has rejected the request, describing it as misguided and unnecessary. National Chairman of the NDC, Johnson Esiedun Ketia, says this protest is to prevent a war and the EC should be ready for more.
What we are doing is to prevent war in this country. If you want to prevent war, you fight to remove everything that has the tendency to generate into war. Please, there is no option. There is no sitting on the fence. If you sit on the fence today and allow conflict to mature into war, you will be conscripted into the army to fight and die. So instead of waiting for war to break, for you to be conscripted to go and fight and die, fight now against the elements that are generating the conflict. Today is only the beginning. If they think that after the demonstration, everybody will go to sleep if they don't accede to the request, they are joking.
Now, speaking to journalists at the protest here in Accra, NDC Director of Elections and IT, Dr. Edward Omane-Boamah, recounted the stance of the current Electoral Commission Chair, Jean Mensah, who in 2016, as IEA boss, demanded an audit of the register and questioned what has changed now.
What is wrong with asking for a forensic audit? An IEA communique in 2015, when Madame Jean Mensah was at the IEA, a communique at the end of the Institute of Economic Affairs organized debate on whether or not to replace the voters' register has asked the Electoral Commission to show proactiveness and leadership by engaging the services of a competent, credible and external organization to audit the electoral roll. This is Jean Mensah's IEA in 2015. The cost implications of auditing the existing voters' register, of compiling a new register, the communique stated, should not take away from steps to provide a credible and acceptable register for the 2016 election. The cost of managing a national crisis resulting from a flawed electoral process will be potentially higher than that of having an acceptable register. This is Madame Jean Mensah as IEA boss. Today she's at the Electoral Commission. What has changed?
And that is NDC Director of IT and Elections, Dr. Edward Omane-Boamah. Let's take you now around the country for the latest on the Enough is Enough demonstration. And we start here in Accra. My colleague Maxwell Agbagba is there for us. Maxwell, how is the protest shaping up since morning? You've been there. Is John Mahama himself present?
Well, we've not seen the NDC flag bearer, John Mahama, yet. We do not have any indication whether he'll be joining at the final destination. That's the offices of the EC. We don't have that indication yet, but we are yet to see him on the ground. But here, very close to the National Theatre, where protests are dressed in red, have walked over a little over five through the heart of the capital. And I can't.
Unfortunately, there's so much noise in the sound there. Maxwell, can you reposition yourself so we can hear you properly? Let's go back on the phone lines and get and try and see if we can get a better sound from Maxwell.
The police, with assistance of MTPD officers, are actively managing the situation by directing traffic to ease the congestion. The protesters have intermittently started in the middle of the road, seemingly to slow down the police speed, adding a dramatic layer to what you can describe as an intense, you know, demonstration. But earlier, I spoke to the director of elections for the NDC, Dr. Omane-Boamah, who has described the EC office as a crime scene. He says the party has been engaging the diplomatic community and some international organizations on the matter.
Let me assure you, the US, the British, the UNDP, ECOWAS, they are all interested in having free, fair and transparent elections. They are interested in having a credible register. That is why the UNDP, long ago at IPAC, I suggested to the EC, your IT department is incompetent. And when I say it, it is not a fluke. You all saw the arithmetic errors during the limited voter registration. We had to be correcting them. This independent forensic audit, we said that let UNDP facilitate it. So that it's not like it's NDC or MPP. UNDP facilitating the rest. All interested parties can agree on the panel that will audit the register and the IT system. Is it too difficult?
No.
It is only difficult because the EC has something to hide. Right. The EC is only postponing the audit. So we are winning this election. They either accept the audit in 2024 or we conduct the audit in 2025 when President Mahama is the president of the Republic.
Finally. Well, Maxwell is still with me. Maxwell, you've also been interacting with a minority leader telling you the party is considering a recall of parliament to press home their demand for an audit.
A possible recall of parliament for us to consider the need for this register
to be properly audited, because we insist that from the level of tampering that we have seen with the register, nothing else should be done apart from auditing the system for us to see the magnitude of tampering and how they've messed the system up. I mean, for my constituency, for example, we saw the inclusion of about 3,000 names into the transfer register and multiple names everywhere. So the register, as we've seen in my constituency, has been bloated by approximately 5,000. And so what else can we do? We need to ensure that the writing has been done. The Electoral Commission is up to something.
And you heard the minority leader Kasi Olatunfosun in an interview with my colleague Max Olagbagba here in Accra for the Enough is Enough protest. Let's move now to the northern region and speak to my colleague Martina Bugri. What's the latest, Martina? Martina, if you can hear me, reposition yourself so we can hear you properly. What's the latest? Unfortunately, if we're able to get through to Martina, we'll get the latest from the northern region. We move to the Ashanti region. I speak to Nana Bwachi Yadom on the latest. Nana, what's the latest? Okay, we move to Rafiq Salam in the Upper West region. Rafiq, what's the latest? What can you report?
The latest in the Upper West region is that the demonstration is just about to end. The demonstrators were able to present their petition to the Upper West region director of the Electoral Commission, Mr. Ali Osman Adamu. It was presented to him by the Upper West region chairman of the NDC, presented it. But the petition was... The parliamentary caucus leader of the Upper West Region, the first of Dr. Richard Hassan Pelipu, he or members of supporters of the ADC clad in red and black and polo t-shirt, he dispute, they moved through the principal streets in the Bwa Township and then headed to the central business district in the municipality before heading to the EC. So large crowds of ADC supporters vented their anger on the EC with several placards
Right, Rafiq Salam, we're grateful for your time here on the Midday News. We'll still be going into the regions and getting updates on this Enough is Enough demonstration and tell you more about it. Now, we are still on the phone lines getting more about what's happening there in the regions, and then when we come back, we'll tell you more about that. Do we still have... our correspondent from the Volta region? Okay, we do not have them yet. When we get them, we'll go back to them. Let's move on now. The Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, says the concerns of the National Democratic Congress could be easily addressed internally without recourse to any external body. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of an engagement with political parties, head of Democracy and Good Governance Division at ECOWAS, Ebenezer Ofosu Esiedu, stated that there may not be an urgent need for an external body to audit the voters' rolls, since the concerns of audit by the NDC could be easily addressed in Ghana.
And we hope that these are some of the issues that are coming up, and we pray that the stakeholders involved will find a way of having this handled amicably. We believe that at the end of the day, after today's demonstrations, there will be an opportunity to reconcile whatever different positions that these two major stakeholders have on the electoral register. So we don't see it as anything that requires any urgent intervention from any external body.
Meanwhile, the Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEC, is calling for a constructive dialogue between the NDC and EC to resolve the current impasse. Kwekwa Santi of our political desk joins me in studio with a copy of a statement from the CSO. Kwekwa, what form are they taking or asking that this dialogue between the NDC and EC should take?
So this is actually co-signed by Dr. Emmanuel Akweti of IDEC and Dr. Angela Dramenabuaji, the chairperson of the Civic Forum Initiative. They say that they believe that the impasse between the NDC and the EC can be resolved without confrontation. Instead, it requires sincere and constructive dialogue between all stakeholders involved. We propose that the Electoral Commission commit to an independent audit of the final voters register once it is completed and in good time. We urge all stakeholders to prioritize the national interest and to work towards peace ahead of the election. So these two organizations backing that call from the NDC right. for that audit.
Thank you, Kwaku Asante. Now, a survey conducted by the Director of Research at the Office of the President, or Jubilee House, says government scandals and poor decisions could jeopardize the NPP's chances of breaking the eight in the December 7 general elections. The leaked document also revealed a runoff in the presidential elections. According to the report, neither the NDC nor the NPP is likely to secure an outright majority in the first round. The survey took into consideration the views of over 25,000 voters across the 276 constituencies in the country. The report indicated that 8 in every 10 people who participated in the exercise already know who to vote for. My colleague Elton Brobe joins me in studio with more details from the report. Elton, tell us about the researcher behind the report.
So we know that this was conducted by the Director of Research at the Presidency, who is also a former lecturer at the University of Ghana Political Science Department, Dr. Isaac Owusu. This report is not the first he's conducted. It is one of many he does ahead of general election, which we are told was commissioned by the presidency.
Well, what are some of the details of the report?
So details of the survey suggest that 80% of voters have already decided which party they will support. However, there is equal split between the two major parties, which implies that neither is likely to secure an outright majority according to the findings. Based on the party's preference data in the survey, there are strong indications that the 2024 general election could lead to a runoff. The data shows an equal split in voter preference.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With 46.3% of respondents prepared to vote for the NDC and the same number, 46.3% for the NPP. This indicates that neither party currently has a clear majority according to the survey outcome.
All right. What of those who have decided not to vote, what will they have or what impact will they have?
The survey reviews a segment of undecided voters, 9% who have chosen not to participate. The reason mainly due to dissatisfaction with politicians. However, a considerable 7% cited the day of election at Holy Sabbath Day. This was mainly seen in the Western Bono, Ahafo, Western North, and the Ashanti region. But given the strong alignment and high decision rate among the majority, their impact might not be sufficient to avoid a runoff.
Well, the report also made mention of a popular candidate.
Yes, the report indicates that the former president, John Mahama, who is leading the NDC, is currently more visible in the constituency than Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia.
Well, the survey also provides some takeaways. Walk us through them.
So one, they talk about religious votes. The study identified that the NPP's Bawumia is popular among the Christians over population than the NDC's Mahama is also popular among Muslim voters, including the Zongos.
Okay.
The works in Zongos are yet to get appropriate traction. Therefore, the report said that the NPP ought to be competitive in Zongos, and more work has to be done. There's also a rebound in faith in the economy. The challenges in the economy, which alienated the middle class, especially in Accra and other urban cities, from the government and the party, continue to win. And they say that something needs to be done about it as well. There's also a major threat to the MPP's victory. The threat to the MPP victory in December elections, apathy, according to the report, amongst core supporters of the party's stronghold. The agency of supporters to organize and mobilize for the party programs is completely important. There's also a talk of proper dissemination of the party's manifesto. They say that the survey found 60% of Ghanaians vote on the basis of manifesto of political parties in spite of political affiliation. And the call is for the NPP to highlight more of their manifesto. And finally, they say scandals and decision-making of government. They say scandals and bad decisions of government and their appointees are the key challenge globally that serves as an obstacle to successful re-election of ruling party. This creates unnecessary disaffection within the party as well as among the independent-minded voters.
Thank you so much, Elton Brobe. Well, Elton, stay with me because we're also picking some information from the Electoral Commission on the presidential aspirants. What are you learning?
So at the close of the nomination, 24 individuals filed their nomination to contest the 2024 general election. What we have been told is that out of the 24, 21 had issued. The Electoral Commission directed them to correct it within 5 days, starting yesterday. Only the NDC's presidential candidate John Dramani Mahama, the MPP Dr. Bamba Bahomia, and the Movement for Change Alan Kwajuche Mantem met all the criteria. The other 21 have to correct the errors or they will be disqualified.
Right. Thank you so much, Elton Brobe. Now, flag bearer of the NPP, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, has promised to be president for all Ghanaians, irrespective of their religions, economic or social background. Speaking at the Methodist Church in Kpoun, the vice president said, as a devout Muslim, he is tolerant of any other religion in the country and will not be president to just Muslims. He added that he will be the voice of the voiceless and vulnerable in society. The NPP flag bearer also promised to help complete the building that houses the Kpoun branch of the Methodist Church. My colleague Kenneth Jesse is there for us and joins me on the line. Kenneth, where has he been today? I mean, of which other places has he been and what led to the talk about religion?
Well, so far the Methodist Church at home is the only place that he's been to. And then the talk about religious tolerance came about because of the diverse religious groups that were gathered here, from Christians to Muslims. And he's presented himself to the gathering as a religious tolerant person who will be president for all, respective of their religious or social or even economic background.
We are a country of religious tolerance, peace and religious tolerance. In my own family, half of us, my father had 17 children, 9 of us are Christians, 8 of us are Muslims, right in my own family. And even though I am a Muslim as vice president, I am also the patron of the Methodist Boys Brigade of Ghana. And this is what is beautiful about our country, that we are able to live with each other in peace and in tolerance. So if by the grace of God, I become president of this country, I will be a president for all of Ghana. I'm going to make a significant contribution to this church for you to complete this goal. I will help you. I do support a lot of churches.
And you heard the NPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, and in that report by my colleague Kenneth Jesse. You're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break. We'll be back. And community leaders of Manfi and Foy in the Volta region are worried about the increasing cases of teenage pregnancy in the area and its impact on girl education.
One boy in our community said, "You cater for me." After some time, he forced and had sex with me and got me pregnant.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
*712#
luck is everywhere for everyone.
Here's to the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is everywhere.
Dial *712# now. Join in the luckiest winning celebration every 1st July 2024. Over dial *712# now. Akoswa to ticket as a group, individual, and as a, even as a community. Now win is the car cashier. Prizes are cashier in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with *712# now. Join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest
*712#
luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
gentlemen, let me have your attention. So it's 24 corporate organizations gathering at a multi-sports complex of modern touch. And of course, one big day for the big bragging rights. Yes, Ghana's biggest and most established corporate sports event, the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament, is back. Yay! Oh yeah, the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament is back. So you watch the space for more details.
Welcome back to the Midday News. We have sports with Mubarak.
Yes, my missus. So Hearts of Folk, Dreams FC and Accra Lions are seeking new home venues following the closure of the Accra Sports Stadium by the National Sports Authority for renovation works. The decision, which also includes the KIPCO Sports Stadium, is part of efforts to upgrade the facilities to meet the international standards for the upcoming AFCON qualifiers. My colleague Muftar Nabila Abdullahi has more.
We all know that CAF had asked the Ghana Football Association to consider a venue which has been approved outside this country. It's unclear if the Accra Sports Stadium will be inspected and used for that game. But in any case, Mubarak, the sticking point here is that the Ghana Premier League season is just entering into its match day 3, and clubs like Kumasi Asante Kotoko, Accra House of Hope, Accra Lions and Dreams FC that use the national stadium will have to look for alternatives. Already Kumasi Asante Kotoko, they have to go all the way up to Obuasi to host their home matches. And now Accra House of Oak, Dreams FC and Accra Lions will also have to look for alternative venues to be able to host their Ghana Premier League matches.
Yeah, so my Messi, the Champions League returns tonight and we have live commentary for you on Hits 103.9 FM on the big game between Liverpool and AC Milan. You should listen.
I will. Thank you very much, Mubarak. Now, rising teenage pregnancies in Mafi and Foyi in the Central Town District of the Volta region is causing deep concern among community leaders. 17-year-old Edem, now a mother of a six-month-old baby, struggles with poverty and the burden of raising her child. Emmanuel Juvenu reports.
Just like an unwelcome weed in a fertile soil, teenage pregnancy has got community leaders worried.
Most of the youth now are dropouts. Some because after their GSS, they don't have any other way to do. It is creating a lot of teenage pregnancy in the community.
Meet 17-year-old mother Edem. She's currently nursing a six-month-old baby. Life is difficult for the family, and to even afford one meal a day is a luxury. Edem recounts how she was lured into having sex with a male friend when he promised to cater for her.
I got pregnant in class 6. My parents were unable to cater for me. One boy in our community said, "You cater for me." After some time, he forced and had sex with me and got me pregnant.
Her education is disrupted because parenting has now taken the front role.
The pregnancy has really affected my education. It may take a very long time to return to school. My child would have to start walking before I return to school.
Teenage parents, particularly mothers, usually struggle to provide for themselves and their babies. This often leads to a cycle of poverty.
At times, we sleep on empty stomach when my auntie is unable to provide us food.
We stay a while longer in the Volta region. 1 year after the spillage of the Akonsombo Dam, the condition of nearly 40,000 affected residents in the Northtown district remains critical. Carlos Coloni has been interacting with some of the victims.
This is where I used to stay with my family.
Okay.
Yeah, so for now, the status of it is not even looking nice for you, as yourself you can see.
Okay.
There's no one in because I'm the one. I'm not living with my sister.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very, very painful anytime when I come, when I get here. That's why you can even see there's no cleaning. Because when I get here, when I see things, then I don't know what to touch. I don't even know where to start from. So I feel very sad.
I and Lou, I'm having cassava for about 10 acres. And the others, they are having. In Siko right now, if you go to the farm top, everything turned to firewood. All our cassava turned to firewood. And we can't afford our life together. Why are we going? And up to now, the VI is not saying, telling us anything about our life. How are we going to survive?
The flood scattered everything because of the spirit. Mm-hmm.
The piglets are all died. You take them away, mm-hmm. and nothing remains.
Well, the Bank of Ghana will impose penalties on banks implicated in fraudulent activities after a 2023 fraud report revealed 88 million CDs was lost to fraudulent withdrawals. More than 15,000 cases were reported across banks, specialist deposit institutions and payment service providers. Also, the report revealed over 200 staff of the banks involved. Now, the substantial losses remain a serious concern to the banks and their regulator. Deputy Director at the Financial Stability Department of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. John Datsi, stressed that punitive measures will be taken against institutions involved.
The Bank of Ghana will definitely reach out to all the banks. Even if you have one case of fraud, it is a serious issue. And so irrespective of the number of fraud cases and the amount involved, the Bank of Ghana will reach out to all the banks to require them to provide proposed strategies and remedial actions that they are undertaking to improve controls and minimize the incidence of fraud and associated losses. So the Bank of Ghana is working with various institutions. You can talk of the Ghana Police, you can talk of Yoko, where there are incidences of fraud and the perpetrators are found. The Bank of Ghana collaborates with these institutions to ensure that punishment is meted out to serve as a deterrent to others.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.